Making sure you start the day informed. This is the Andrew Carter Morning Show. CJAD 800.
It is 8:24. It's time for Leslie Beck, our Toronto-based dietitian. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Andrew.
Bad cholesterol. How do we bring down bad cholesterol?
So that you're talking about your LDL cholesterol in your bloodstream?
I suppose.
And the first approach really should be diet. So if someone finds out that their LDL cholesterol is elevated, usually you should spend 3 months making dietary changes to lower it. Your doctor will then decide if a statin drug is needed or not. So, and even if you do take a statin, what you eat really matters. A heart healthy diet with the right foods in it can also modify other risk factors for heart disease. It can reduce inflammation. It helps keep your blood pressure, your blood sugar, and also your weight in check as well. So even if you're taking a medication, really important to eat a heart-healthy diet.
Okay, so let's talk about diet. Which specific foods help lower blood cholesterol?
Well, probably many of us have heard about oatmeal.
Oatmeal
is an excellent source of a cholesterol-lowering type of fiber called soluble fiber. And so other foods besides oatmeal that you can add to breakfast to lower cholesterol would be oat bran. Psyllium-enriched breakfast cereals as well are excellent sources. But generally, a part of a cholesterol-lowering diet, you should be aiming for 20 grams of soluble fiber per day, and you can get it in other places. Beans and lentils are excellent foods, berries, apples, oranges. When it comes to vegetables, eggplant and okra are very high in soluble fiber that lowers cholesterol as well.
Okay, you said green tea, oatmeal. What about nuts?
Yep. Absolutely. Nuts are part of a cholesterol-lowering diet. The goal is 45 grams of nuts a day. That would be a serving. And all types of nuts have been shown to lower LDL cholesterol. They're very high in heart-healthy unsaturated fat, which helps to bring cholesterol down. So you can have a variety of them in your diet. I like to recommend walnuts. They're rich in antioxidants, and unlike other nuts, they're an excellent source of an omega-3 fat called alpha-linolenic acid, or ALA, different than the omega-3s that are in fish, like salmon and trout, but very, very nutritious as well. And so 45 grams worth of walnuts would be 19 walnut halves.
Okay. Now, conversely, what should you stay away from here?
Make sure you limit your intake of saturated fat, animal fats. We know that a steady intake of saturated fat influences your cholesterol. It can raise it. So, when you're choosing animal foods like meat or dairy, choose very, very lean cuts of meat, sirloin, tenderloin, chicken, that kind of thing, and low-fat dairy products as well. And sugar, added sugar. Really watch your added sugar intake. Consuming too much sugar lowers your good HDL cholesterol, and it raises your blood triglycerides, different types of fats in your bloodstream. So the American Heart Association recommends limiting added sugar to 5% of your daily calories. So on average for women, that's about 25 grams a day, and men, 37 grams a day.
Okay. We used to be told back in the day, cholesterol in eggs. Is that a myth or?
Well, yeah. So it is true that egg yolks have a lot of cholesterol, about 190 milligrams for one large egg yolk. And we used to say, we don't anymore, to limit your dietary cholesterol intake to less than 300 milligrams a day. But, we know that cholesterol in foods has little or no impact on most people's blood cholesterol. So you don't have to worry about it. That said, people who have existing heart disease and or diabetes should definitely limit their cholesterol intake to about 200 milligrams a day. Studies suggest that people who have diabetes absorb more cholesterol from foods and are more responsive to its blood cholesterol raising effect.
Okay, good advice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is Leslie Beck. You can get lots more at lesliebeck.com.